John Boy.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's up, Queen?
Chillin', it's Wednesday! It is Wednesday, thank you, Jesus.
It's Wednesday!
We almost there.
It's what they call hump day of the week.
Uh-huh.
So, we have made it halfway through.
Look, we almost finished with this month.
Yeah, that's very true.
Like, that's what's surprising.
We have sped through this month. How y'all doing out there in cyber world? Hello, hello. It's Wednesday, June 17th. I ain't been sleeping like that. I'm going to tell y'all. I haven't
been sleeping. You do have to think about it.
I have to think about it, but I've been doing better. But it is Wednesday. We are happy to see you all again. Welcome, 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 welcome. I hope you all are doing well.
Y'all go on and laugh. You know we got to be this stuff. We funny. We know how to laugh at ourselves.
We have, it took us a little while to get set up today. It was one of those, I don't know how to explain it, but it was a day. It was a time trying to get out.
Just one of those days.
But we happy to see y'all, and we happy to be here. We gonna, before we get the show started, I definitely want to ask Queen how she's doing, check into her, get into her life a little bit. Good. What's going on, Queen?
Oh, Lordy Jesus Christ. I'm doing good, y'all. Always. I'm always doing good. Like, you know, can't be down. Had my little moment on Sunday, but hey, after a couple of hours, I worshiped, prayed, I was good again. So, you know, hey, but I'm good. Thank God that it's Wednesday. Happy for family, friends.
Yes.
A lot of stuff going on, so I'm great.
A lot of stuff going on. We are excited to be back. And y'all, it's much more fun, and it feels more like we're connecting with people when we come into be on Facebook and IG. It feels better. It feels like we're actually talking to people.
We're talking to each other.
You know. So thank y'all for tuning in and checking us out.
Comment, y'all, as we doing the show, comment. Like, it was fun last week to get all the comments.
Happy hump day week. Happy hump day, boo.
Thank y'all.
What's up, Nancy? Thank you for tuning in. Happy hump day to you too, honey. Hope you're having an incredible week. This week has been a week. It's definitely been a week. It's been a busy week on the business end, on the home front, getting everything situated with things in the tally area and making sure that we stay in tune. We're trying to keep the things that we're doing afloat.
Shout out to Link Up.
Yes.
So
it definitely has been a busy week. But it also has been a disheartening week in the Black community as well. So we're going to talk about that a little later in the show. And when I say the Black community, y'all, I mean the Black community.
Yeah.
It has been a really rough time for us the last couple of weeks. And I don't want anybody to think that when we're getting so-called support from other races, that support is undeniable, but we don't have to be gracious and thanking y'all and jumping up and down about support, about something human, literal human rights.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If y'all speaking up on that, it's about time. Thank you. We appreciate that. But just know that we have to continue to stay focused on the fact that we're constantly, this is still happening to us, no matter who's supporting us, no matter who's marching with us, no matter what's going on, it's still us in this battle. So I want you guys to just remember that while you all out here doing your thing, whatever way that you're combating things in your time, just remember that this is our battle, and we have to stay focused on the fact that regardless of who's driving in the car with us, who's going walking with us, that there's always a time that we can be hurt, regardless, because of the color of our skin. So So we got to stay on top of that and remember that. I urge everybody, if you out in the streets and you got to go somewhere, y'all travel with a buddy.
Yeah.
Definitely have somebody in our area. We know human trafficking hadn't slowed down at all. But because, you know, COVID and all that, people had restrictions on how they can do this. But it's happening again. People get kidnapped. So you guys just, you know, take more precaution with your lives, because regardless of how things turn out, sometimes all the precaution you take does not save your life. But at least take the precaution to start doing that. And so, Queen.
Yes. Well, we're sponsored by Shelby World Podcast. It's sponsored by Shelby Bistro. Make sure you check out Shelby Bistro on IG at Shelby Bistro. Shelby Bistro and Kaylin, make sure you hit the girl up. Chicken Queen is everything, like food, all that good. So check out Shelby Bistro on IG. Check out JCBTSDL on IG. Cosmetic, hair, fashion, all of that good stuff. Make sure you go to studio. Like, we got a lot going on. So make sure you check out J2 Couture also on IG as well. And make sure you check out our sponsors, our creators, our just everything. Check out Freedom Train Podcast. Hey, the best podcast shows on this planet. So shout out to Joe, Patrick, and all the other podcasts that's a part of the Freedom Train Network. So check out Freedom Train Network.
It's very entertaining. It's very economical. It's very useful. It's resourceful. If you ever looking for black literature, you need to know anything about black people, black power, black struggle, black lives,
black anything.
Anything black, get on FreedomTrainNetwork.com because FreedomTrainRadio.com because they have On the Shoulders of Giants. And I mean,
everything.
If they don't have what you're looking for, we will get what you're looking for. That's just how dynamic the catalog is. So we promote that heavy because it's very, very feasible to us. And then during this time, we need to be teaching our children anyway about the beautiful black people that have came before them that were powerful, because they hear so much negativity about black people, y'all. So we just got to keep them knowing that it's bigger than that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I did tell you guys that I was going to tell you the next book that I was going to be reading, Stamped from the Beginning. Please check that out. I can't think of the author right now, but check out Stamped from the Beginning. It is good. Do the audio book, whatever. Just make sure you read it. And also make sure your kids are reading, because I'm going to have my son to actually read it while I do the audio book. Stamped from the Beginning. So that's the book that I was talking about last week, guys. So make sure you check it out. All right, Queen, what's up with the quote of the day and fact of the day?
So we're going to start off with the fact of the day today, because we just learned that the Quaker, who is the maker of Aunt Jemima, have finally decided, after this woman has been dead for years and years and years, have finally decided to stop using her face. That's interesting. So, anywho, Nancy Green's Aunt Jemima brand will now deplete the store, the brand image, by the end of 2020. So, at the end of 2020, they're saying that they're going to take that brand off the shelves. Hello, Queen Candace. How you doing, boo? They said that they're going to take it off the shelves. I think this is great. This is great information. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Mr. Farrell? I think this is great information, guys. This is good stuff. But let me say something about this after I say that visit. She was enslaved right before she accepted an employment position and signing a lifetime contract to promote said brand. A lifetime contract is of someone said life.
Yeah.
They've been using this brand beyond the time that this woman died.
A long time.
Beyond.
Yes. Long time.
So our fact of the day is based on the fact that Aunt Jemima will no longer be the face of the Aunt Jemima brand, and the brand may completely deplete at all itself. They may just have to rebrand it as something else. So they're not going to be using her face. So I guess that's a moment in black history. But once we actually stop seeing the face, we'll celebrate that a little bit harder. So, Queen, what you think about that?
When I seen it on the news today, I was like, wow, you justified to do this? You should have never been using a face in the first place. That's how
she
that's my position.
key sign over. And I know that she did it because she knew that it was a type of employment. Mm-hmm. But she signed over and did a lifetime contract. So irregardless as if the contract was staying good or not, when she died, why was it still happening?
I'm gonna read more about her. I gotta find out a little bit more about her though. That's a lot.
You said, are there any Africans in the schools in Tallahassee? Mr. Farrell asked, are there any Africans in the schools in Tallahassee? I don't know. I don't think so, because I think we'll probably be aware of it. But I do not. We can check with Joe. I'll check. But I do not think so, Mr. Farrell. But that would be a good way to start some things and get some things going to where we have, at least if it's not a full time African education school, they can have a library or archive where they can go and get that information.
Uh-huh.
So we need to check into that. But they do have the Black music archives and things like that at ASU. But it doesn't have, they have history, but it's not as explicit and as broad as it could be, as it should be. So definitely, but that's why I said, if y'all want to learn things, you can go to our website, freedomframeradio.com. Go to On the Shoulders of Giants, so you can learn as much about African history. And we also, Joe's going to be putting together this link or something to where you may be able to get more books that are not listed. So we want to definitely get some that information out to you. If you go on the site and you don't see what you're looking for, let us know. Email us, comment us, let us know, and we'll definitely get that information out to you. And our quote of the day is going to come from Brother Malcolm. Love Brother Malcolm. Yeah. Says, dealing with the condition itself is not enough. We have to get to the root. We have to get to the root.
Not the root.
The root. So, now, I'm going to tell y'all how the quote and the fact coincide. We knew that the Aunt Jemima brand was racist and stereotypical for a very long time. A way that we could have solved that a long time ago was to not be buying into the brand, get rid of things that stop supporting the brand, doing things to actually devalue what people so much make so much money off of us. When they make so much profit off us, we can learn how to stop giving them the profit.
Yeah.
However, we don't. So with this being said, Brother Malcolm said, dealing with the condition itself is not enough. So shaking the tree, because these people knew for a long time they should have stopped doing it. They knew for a long time that representing us in that fashion was no longer acceptable. We don't walk around that way. That's not our fashion statement. It happens when people doing what they do when they not dressed yet, whatever, but that's not the normal, ordinary Black woman. So when they're continuing to do that, that's still being stereotypical. That's still holding us to a standard of we're slaves. You know what I'm saying? And I think that them trying to say now that they see that this is wrong is exactly what's happening to a lot of businesses in America right now, because they're feeling the pain of not being supported. It took all this for them to feel the sting of not feeling supported. And you know that most of your dollars are spent by the lowest grade of people. I'm talking about the lowest percentage of people in this country spend the most money in this country. And you guys are now starting to say stuff because your dollar is at risk. Mm-hmm. So I encourage everybody to continue buying Black if you are. I know we're working. Everybody is doing their job trying to get things built up for us, y'all. Don't think just because we don't see it happening in our faces that it ain't no brothers building up grocery stores in their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think because you don't see it in your neighborhood that it's not happening. Because these things are happening. There are Black-owned toilet companies, toilet tissue companies. There are Black-owned hair companies. There are Black-owned lots of companies. You just got to do your research and start supporting things that look like you. Because that's the way that we're going to affect the dollar in this country. So, again, Brother Malcolm said, dealing with the condition itself is not enough. We have to get to the root of the problem.
The problem.
The root.
I like that. The, not the root, the root.
The root
of the problem.
Yes, Brother Mac.
All right, what is our topic today, Queen?
Well, we're going to talk about the black lynching.
Okay.
That's been going on, or the black pretend suicide.
I know that's what they've been saying about
Yeah. We've been, five of them now. It's five black men now.
Texas.
I can't call out all the states now. Houston, Texas. Wasn't it Texas twice?
I want to say Texas, Kentucky, Kansas City or Kentucky, and I know California had two.
Okay, so then that would
be
five.
And I want to say Manhattan was one that happened in Manhattan
in
the park.
Manhattan in the park. That's correct. So that makes five lynchings within the past, how many days?
Seven days.
Of black people. And we're being told that these are suicides. Now, let's go back in time a little bit.
Yeah.
Our men have had their balls castrated in front of their family members. Our black men have been, women have had their nipples cut off. Men having their fingers cut off, their nails cut off in front of their family members, lynched and hung right in front of them. With all that being said, do you actually think that we are publicly lynching ourselves?
No, I don't think so at all. I can't, like, well, even when I heard it on the radio the other morning about the two in California, and I want to say one of the sisters actually said that she believed that he did, I was just like, I don't think so.
In the public forum,
why? If you want to commit suicide, why would most people that commit suicide, they're not going to do it in a public forum. They're going to do it somewhere, really, that nobody can really find them for days. So I don't believe that at all. And it's sad. It's sad that we
have to travel again.
Yeah. Yeah. And
this reminded me, when this started happening up, it reminded me of the young woman that went over to the sleepover with her five friends.
Mm-hmm.
The young black woman went to a sleepover with five white friends and she ended up dead.
Hmm. Wow.
So it's stuff like
that.
It's stuff like that. He said it's five men and one woman in Georgia. But I didn't hear about that.
I'm going to get into that.
Thank you very much for that info, Mr. Perry. We're going to get to that. Let's send a link. Tap on the screen if you see Abbott. You want to tap and put a link on there for us so we can get right on that and start researching that ourselves. I know what's going on with that.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, we don't, I'm not, black people are not immune to suicide. So that's not even the argument here whatsoever. The argument here is the public display of suicide. So, no, I definitely don't think that that's what's happening. But I also, my mind is not going to allow me to sit up here and get to the point where I'm like, oh my God, this is, because I know that there's something behind
me. Mm-hmm.
And anytime that it's so much going on with us right now. So anytime that there is an eye on us, there are more things
more
that are going to happen negative to us than good to us.
And it's been
anytime. And we've been experiencing so much negativity in the past 3-4 months of this year. And it's exhausting.
It is.
It really is. So
I try not even really watch TV, listen to the
news
and stuff, because it's just so much, so much. And I'm trying to have peace. I can read about it, but I have to turn stuff, just turn it up. And really, I haven't even really been watching TV as much. I've been watching a lot of, like, commentator stuff on YouTube and stuff, but I really have not been watching TV. The first thing that I actually watched, last night, Dave Chappelle, 8 minutes and 46 seconds. I watched that, and I was like, that was good.
Dave always has been deep, and I like how he actually, it
was, to me, it wasn't really comedy. It was like putting you up on stuff. This is the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You say I don't feel where I'm at, and people, he's we got to stop worrying about what these celebrities are doing. What are you doing to make a difference in your community? You can't be worried about what some celebrity's doing. What are you doing to make a difference?
Because here's the thing. They're doing what they do in their community. We don't have to worry about or who's benefiting from that stuff. We got to worry about what we can do in our own backyard. And I don't have any expectations from anybody except for myself. I don't care if you're a celebrity or not. I have zero expectations of anybody because I'm not about to let myself down or believe in being let down just because I got expectations. That's crazy. That's not cool because what you're doing is setting the tone for yourself to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we expecting something from someone that we are not giving ourselves? We have to be accountable for us. If you're in your neighborhood and you see things going on and you're not doing anything about it, then you're accountable. You need to hold yourself accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely got to do that. What's up, boo? How you doing, Keita?
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Stuff that you can be volunteer actually doing. And if you don't have it going on in your community, start it yourself.
And that's easy, too.
Start it yourself.
But more than likely, before you even go start up something, there's already something going on.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is reach out to people. They have all these social media platforms. You can see what's going on.
Yep.
You can definitely get involved. We have, even with Lika, we don't do a lot of sharing onto social media about what we're doing, but it's happening. So if we're doing anything and we want y'all to know, we'll let y'all know. But for the most part, it's more so about community that's getting from us or getting that resource or getting that attention that they deserve, not social media. So,
yeah.
But if you're looking for a way to get involved, I'm pretty sure you can get involved through social media.
Yeah.
You can definitely find different outlets. You can find different people that are already doing things.
That will link up with you.
Yes. So if you don't have to go out and recreate the wheel if it's already created, we got to start. And honestly, educating these kids on they're being safe and being protected.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better start asking y'all kids where they're going. These teenagers are driving. Ask questions.
Yes.
Them iPhones have, where's my shit on there for a reason?
Tracking stuff on the phone.
Yes, ma'am. I got that all set up. I don't even have an iPhone, but everything come right to my phone when my kids go. I don't care. Call me a stalker. You can say what you want.
That's just good.
Yeah.
That's
but baby, because even if y'all tell me where you are and I know that's where you are, something can happen.
Yes.
And your phone can still be there.
That's true.
So I just need to know. And if you guys are not checking in on them, we don't want them to be one of these kids that ended up talking about with this BS suicide or the young lady that ended up dead this past week was missing for a few days.
Yes.
Toyon.
I cannot pronounce. I'm so sorry. I cannot pronounce
it. She's deceased, regardless of her circumstances, regardless of what's surrounding her death. She's deceased. And this is all because people are willing to take, snatch you up, and hurt you when we are not around people who can protect us.
I think there's still going on with the protesting and stuff. It's probably even heavier because you got a lot of people out there. The sex traffickers, they roaming around to see who they can catch off guard, to see who's walking back to their car or walking to that next bus stop or waiting on. You even got to be careful with Lyft and Uber and all of those people as well because you really don't know who they are.
Correct.
You don't know who they are.
Correct.
So you really got to be careful. And that young lady was getting a ride from somebody that she thought was a man of God. Look, I love God.
I don't listen.
But you cannot believe everything
regardless, you got to know people now. Like, that's what I'm talking about, conversations with your children, because she was still a child. Regardless of that situation. And not only that, when we're here, the more you learn of the situation, it's more disheartening and it gets more sadder and sadder about the day because you learn she was sexually assaulted. She was assaulted by family members. This baby had a lifetime of misery. So at 19 and already dealing with all that. So if we don't start getting into the lives and the minds of our children, we will be the ones that's around here crying in the end. And that's sad. You really just got to be more informed and stop sitting up here being friendly with everybody Stop thinking that everybody got your best interest at heart. Y'all organs are very, 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 very valuable. Remember that. So even if they don't want your organs and they want something that you offer, so just be careful and be mindful. I don't even let my daughter go to the grocery store no more alone. I just can't. We saw a video and I had to show her, and I think that even put her more in a tone of like, my mama, she's for real. I immediately when I saw the video, I sent it to her. I was like, Jenny, you see this? No more grocery store runs. No more deliveries by yourself. No more nothing. If nobody's with you, you won't be doing it.
You won't do it.
And that's point blank, period. She saw that video and she was like, Mom, I can't believe that's what I just saw.
Yeah. It's crazy.
They stalked this girl, put her stuff in her, put her groceries in the car, stalked her. And then one guy got into her backseat. This is when what happens when you pop all the locks when you're going through your car. They got into the backseat of the car. The one guy did. And so whatever he did something to dishevel her, get her to the point where she was not able to, or anything. When he got in the car, he took her attention away to the point where another man walked around the car and got inside the driver's house and drove off. They both drove off in her car. She was at a grocery store. We got to be careful. And that leads us to our next topic because, you know, one thing about us in general is that we love us some black women because guess what we are?
Brown, black, tan, whatever you want to call it, yellow, red.
All of us are red or black. No matter what form of black, you black. I'm black, y'all. I'm black, you black, and I'm black.
And I don't want to be anything else. I never want to be anything else but what I am. I love who I am, and I wish a lot of.
Oh, he said it was from 2018. It was in Georgia, but here was the link. He still put the link up.
Okay.
Thank you for that info, Mrs. Farrell. Yeah, that was 2 years ago. I hadn't even heard about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, in every situation, I'm probably gonna smile a lot during this conversation because in every situation, you're gonna have a woman busting up out the back, ready to throw down about our people.
Strong black woman.
You don't want no trouble with that black woman.
I'm telling you,
and we're gonna stand out on the front lines for hours, y'all. That's what we always do.
Our men, our children, just everybody. We always strong black woman.
So, with that being said, I want to give a little bit of a description for y'all. I want y'all to put this in y'all mind real quick. So, you are walking down the street. You see a group of women. They start fighting. You walk up to the group of women. It's a black man. You're walking up to the group of women. You see all of them black women. And in the midst of this fight, they're hollering and screaming about the color of the black that they y'all. I'm lighter. I'm caramel. I'm black chocolate. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I'm pecan tan. I'm butter pecan. All kind of stuff. And the man said to the woman, are y'all fucking serious right now? Are y'all serious right now? Can y'all please just stand up for me? Can I just say something to you? And the women looked at him like, what you got to say? Because you know we give the attitude, baby. Especially if you finna check him. So in the midst of this, the man, as they get up, he helps to dust them off, fixing their shoulders, putting the ponytails back up, helping with the wig, straightening up the clothes, getting their hair together. And all he said to these women was, black is beautiful. And the women looked at him and was like, we know that. And he said, no, 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 you cannot know that. There's no possible way that you can even believe that, know that, feel that, have any connection to that because of the expressions and the things that you're doing and the derogatory statements you're putting on the streets right now, the things that you're showing the world. You possibly cannot know that. And they got more attitude. You ain't going to tell us. You can't tell me. I know who I am. I know what I got. It was one woman stood right there and make a noise. But she was the strongest looking one. I look like she was beating everybody up in the fight. And she got up and she said, y'all got the hunch. Just listen to the man. It's the reason why he stopped us. We was about to tell each other, damn, but he got. For what? And all he said is black is beautiful. We arguing with that. And in the midst of that, the conversation shifted to them being more positive toward each other. And the man walked away, felt like his work was done. Walked down the street a little further. And this man got into his home, carried on his life. These black women were left with thoughts, bigotry, condescending statements, things, beating themselves up, hatred, all kinds of thoughts because of one statement, black is beautiful. Everybody took that black is beautiful, it's my black, just mine is beautiful. And if that's the problem with our society, us as black people have to realize when we form our alliances, we're still black people. Mm-hmm. We still are formed together as one. And if we continue to be separate, we're still black people. So what better way to be black people than to be black people?
No matter if you pecan, tan, you yellow, you red, you black, you purple, it don't matter. You still black. You still black. And then he said, black is beautiful.
You black.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you, King.
But it'd be the little, it'd be the smallest thing. And it was looked over the whole time because we still so caught up in the small thing when it's a whole bigger picture. So all I want to do is remind y'all that there's always a bigger picture. Women, y'all keep doing y'all thing. Black women, keep showing y'all muscle. Keep being the gods and goddesses that y'all are. Keep being the strength that you are in the relationship. Men, my black brothers, my black men, keep standing y'all ground. Keep making a way. Keep forcing y'all way in, even when nobody wants you.
Take no button.
We love y'all. We stand with y'all. We support y'all.
Do not take no button. Keep pushing.
You got some closing remarks for them,
Queen? I always feel on the mindset. Mindset, change the mindset. Once you change your mindset, you can change your life. Will change your life, but y'all be safe out here. There's so much going on, but we got to continue to be safe. We got to continue to have each other back. So, you know, the other race, they don't want to see us. They really don't want to see us win. But us as the black race, we need to be able to see each other win, be happy for one another winning. I want to be happy for you when you winning. I want to be happy for that person. When I'm winning, I need you to be happy for me. We need to truly support one another, be there for one another. And, man, look. Some affirmations. I always got to say, go to some affirmations. When you start thinking different, your life will change for you.
Right.
Trust and believe that I am a living witness, so I won't be telling you this if I didn't do it myself. But be careful out here in these streets. If you're going to be protesting, as Queen said earlier, look, get you a buddy. Get somebody. Be in a group. Look, let it be 4 or 5 of y'all together.
Definitely.
Like we used to be in high school, we used to be piled up in one little car.
We don't go. We don't know who's doing the trafficking. We don't know who's doing any of this. We don't know who's doing the kidnapping. We do not know. So that basically says you can't trust people. You can't trust anybody out there. If you ain't already got these people in your circle, stop. Don't invite them in right now. This is not the time to be friendly.
And your kids this really need to be there because kids are actually inviting other kids to house parties and stuff like that. And they actually ended up taking those kids to the session. The houses that's empty and sex traffickers are there gathering your gathering children up and taking them off. So, man, look, you have to do this. You got to be careful. There's no time to be playing around with what's actually going on out here. It's serious out here, y'all.
You got to be careful. And always be with somebody. Literally. I mean, I know a lot of times y'all want to sneak off and do y'all own things. I don't know what y'all are doing. Cool. Uh-huh. But you better tell somebody something. You better send a dress. You better do something. Yeah.
Well, we were doing this like it. When cell phones hit,
I can remember my friends.
They don't live in Tallahassee. And every time one of them would go meet a new dude, she would text.
Send the address.
She would text, look, this is car.
Yep.
This is what he looks like.
This is a car.
This is license plate
number.
This is the house. It was another house across the street. I mean, like, she sent me and another friend details. Like, and she was already talking to one of us, if not both of us, on the phone at the same time.
While she's driving.
So even though I was here, she was where she was, and the other one was where she was, we always knew where each other was. And two of us was single, the other one, she wasn't. So we always like, girl, text me when you get from out of there. Or call me, let me know that. You just start acting crazy. You better be on that phone.
I'm 30. I just stopped traveling for work last year, and my mama still needed to know the address. I was going to the hotel I was at. Everything my mama needed to know. Anytime I got on the road, anytime I took a plane trip, where you at, what time you got there, it seems you just got to communicate.
Yeah.
Frequently communicate with people while you're out and doing stuff. If all possible, just take somebody with you. I really, 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 really urge everybody to get strapped up too. If you ain't got no felonies, get your permit, of course, but, you know, if you don't have any felonies, go get your gun, get yourself registered, because, you know, everybody don't know that you strapped up, you know, so they might run up on you and then get tasers. They got all kinds of things. Y'all got to stop protecting yourselves, but we definitely got to stop protecting ourselves. Men, always, I know y'all are protectors, but don't be sitting around watching no women get beat on. Don't be sitting around watching none of that bullshit. We're not even going to allow this, what's happening right now, where they're trying to separate men and women, the black men and women are starting to form alliances and stuff now. And people trying to jump in there and separate that. It's not about to happen. So we still stand with y'all just like y'all stand with us. Exactly. Don't fall back into that trap.
The family unit, the black man being the head, the woman being a friend to him, and just leading that family into what the greatness that we are. We are great people.
That's right.
The skin that you live in, that got this melanin, and this, you are a great person. You are a king and queen, and we got to start living like that, y'all. We got to live that abundant life. We can live an abundant life, but we got to start really taking the time to really just... Look, we can't be. It's time for the crabs in the barrel. It's time for that to stop.
But you already know why crabs in the barrel don't make it out the barrel, because that's not where their normal habitat is.
Mm-hmm.
So when the people get pushed into a habitat that's not of their own, everybody finally got them up. But again, let's remember, stay positive, stay safe, keep your mindset open, keep your mindset clear,
pay attention
to your surroundings. Make sure just
kids,
everything y'all keep talking
about when they out and about. And look, even talk to the neighbor kids. Some people don't like it, but even talk to the neighbor kids. Like, just shoot them. Look, y'all be careful out here. You know, keep an eye. Even if you don't have kids, you see your neighbor kids. Keep an eye on those kids, because it's somebody watching those kids.
It's somebody watching.
People watch every move.
It's somebody watching.
Even start taking you a different route to home and work. Switch it up a couple of times throughout the week.
Or leave early. Leave later early. Just do things differently. And it's a shame that we got to do that, but it has to be done.
Yeah.
Irregardless of the way you feel like it should be in this world right now, it's already that way. Let's adapt and make things better for us and our children, because we out here trying to live our lives and have fun. We got people that depend on us. Mm-hmm. But we don't make it back to them. That's it. That's all. So we love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all stay safe. We'll definitely see y'all next Wednesday. And if y'all, again, if y'all want to be on the show, want to ever join in on our lives, just let us know. Jump in and let us know, y'all. But we love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. See y'all next week, please. Peace.